are listening to GCN.
Story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joel Skousen. Joel, thank you so very much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here, Dr. Stan.
So what is the latest news this week? What are the issues that you talk about in the World Affairs Brief?
Well, one of the top issues is that it appears that not only has the United States begun or has been using torture for some time, that it's spreading its torture doctrines and techniques to other allies and encouraging them to use it. You know, I have to say this about the coming 4th of July celebration. It's hardly a time to celebrate in liberty in America, except as an important historical footnote, in part because of the mindless patriotic fervor promoted in ever more costly and glitzy fireworks celebrations on the 4th. The public knows nothing about what's really happening to our nation, except for those who listen to programs like yours. Our government, I believe, is fast becoming the evil empire of the world as it spreads violence abroad in the name of intervention and occupation. And at home, essential civil liberties, privacy and freedom from warrantless search and seizure are under assault by those who have falsely sworn an oath to uphold these constitutional guarantees. Now, the dark side of government is engaged in torture and spreading their sophisticated versions of that evil to eager tyrants around the world. This week, the news broke that the Mexican public is in an uproar over videos showing Mexican police practicing torture techniques on fellow officers in preparation for use on the public. In fact, the headline blared in the Reforma newspaper there in Mexico City, they are teaching police to torture. Now, what's really interesting about this is that the training was done under the watchful eye of an American observer. Actually, he's a British national who works for an American contractor, one of these dreaded mercenaries. The Leon City police chief, Carlos Tornero, told the AP that the English-speaking man in the videos is a contractor from a private U.S. security firm. So once again, Dr. Stan, we see the increasing role of U.S. mercenaries helping our own government evade blame for this kind of assistance. Whenever they want to have plausible deniability, they hire a contractor to do these evil deeds, and then when they get caught, well, the law has no application to them.
Well, I think it really should be of concern to every American, because what goes around comes around. At one time, we were horrified when our troops were tortured, and now we're torturing other people. And the trouble is that many of these are innocent people, and they torture them anyway. How could any moral nation, you know, do such a thing? And, of course, we'd have to point to fact that we are no longer a moral nation. We have people in the highest levels of our government who are using these neo-Machiavellian concepts of cruelty and lies and deception and using war as a justification for controlling the populace.
Well, you know, it even gets worse now that we find that, you know, the establishment media and the alternative media keeps finding interesting stories that tell of U.S. torture at Guantanamo Bay. As you recall, in a previous interview, I had assurances from a Marine officer, a friend of mine from my time in the Marine Corps, assuring me that his friends, who have just gotten back from Guantanamo, say there's no way we're torturing anybody there. And subsequently, I have found time after time, even U.S. government documents claiming that they have been torturing and how they hit these detainees who have been tortured from the American Red Cross so that they would not be discovered. And now the New York Times has broken the story that military trainers who came to Guantanamo Bay in December 2002 had a class using a chart showing the effects of coercive management techniques for possible use on prisoners, including sleep deprivation, prolonged constraint, exposure, etc. What the torturers did not tell their audience was that their chart had been copied verbatim from a 1957 Air Force study on the technique.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who has a business, credit card, automobile, medical, or unsecured loan debt of $10,000 or more, and you can't make your monthly payments, why don't you call David Lemure and his debt settlement company at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, because they'll contact your creditors, they'll negotiate a 30 to 60% reduction of what you owe, and arrange for a convenient payment schedule that'll get you out of debt in 12 to 36 months. Why don't you call today? Because the penalties and interest on your debt is increasing, and call David Lemure at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, and start getting out of debt today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Life is safe. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, the editor of World Affairs Brief, and we're simply talking about the fact that America has lost its moral foundation, unfortunately. And when was the last time you heard a minister, either or a priest or leader of the Catholic or the Protestant Church speaking out against torture and the use of torture by the Bush administration? And, of course, the silence is deafening, so go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting that on this Guantanamo issue that Antonin Scalia, the Supreme Court justice who was in opposition to the majority ruling granting Guantanamo detainees habeas corpus rights, claimed that at least 30 of the prisoners that had been released from Guantanamo had returned to the battlefield and are going to kill more Americans if we continue to to let these people go. You know, when I initially read this claim, Dr. Stan, I thought, how could he know this? It would be no small task to track down the private lives of former detainees in foreign lands. This sounds like the kind of statistics some government spook would create. Scalia used those numbers to justify his dissent for the majority in Boumediene versus Bush, the case which struck down the administration's denial of habeas corpus for detainees. And Marjorie Cohen of TruthOut.org found out that Scalia's statement was false. According to a new report by Seton Hall Law Center for Policy and Research, the statistic was endorsed by Senate Minority Report by the Republicans, issued June 26, 2007, which cites a media outlet, CNN. CNN, in turn, cited an unnamed person from the Department of Defense. It's interesting to go through and find out the provenance of this statement. The number 30, however, was corrected in a DOD press release issued July 2007. And a DOD document submitted to the House Foreign Relations Committee actually abandoned the claim altogether. So it shows that it was bogus, and the Supreme Court justice relied upon it.
But, of course, don't you think that perhaps a few of the people that were released have, of course, become terrorists, and many of them, I believe, are probably driven to terrorism by their hatred of America that was developed not before, of course, they went to prison, but while they were in prison and were mistreated. And, you know, if the average American were tortured by, say, the terrorists, wouldn't they hate the terrorists and want to do everything they could to destroy them? And, of course, I think we're doing everything we can to get the Muslim people as a whole to hate America and get the American people to hate the Muslims. And I think that there's nothing worse than torturing an innocent person, torturing anybody. Even if you're a guilty person, you do not torture them, not if you are a moral individual, and yet this is going on. But I do believe probably a few of them have actually become terrorists. I don't know where Scalia got his information, but, you know, sometimes it's so easy to pick this up. But how many of those people were not terrorists before they were mistreated by their captors, by their American captors?
Well, this, of course, was corroborated by McClatchy News Service, which spent 8 months tracking down and interviewing 66 former prisoners of various U.S. detention facilities after 9/11. Based on those interviews, the investigators found that the U.S. imprisoned innocent men, subjected them to abuse, stripped them of their legal rights, and most were broken men who had no faith in American justice, you know, but who could blame them. There is, according to some estimates, only a maximum possibility of 12 that could have returned to fight who were in physical enough condition to do so. However, the Defense Department has no system of tracking the whereabouts of released detainees, so they couldn't have known what they put out as the number 30. The only one who has undisputedly taken up arms against the United States and its allies, they do have firm knowledge of one person, his letters to the prison were ISN 220. So Mr. Number 220 was released, get this, by political officers of the DOD against the recommendations of military officers at Guantanamo. Isn't that something?
Well, it's exactly as they're doing over in Israel today. They're going to release 1,000 Hezbollah terrorists, you know, in return for the bones, I think, of 2 Israeli soldiers. And, of course, if they didn't keep releasing the terrorists from the Israeli jails, you would not have the degree of terrorism that they have over there. Because, after all, it's like marbles. When you've got all the marbles, there's no gain. And when you have all the terrorists, there's no gain, so you've got to release them. And it's unfortunate, but this is exactly what I think that we're doing. You realize that immediately after the 9/11 attack, we arrested 1,000 Muslims who were in the United States. And I think almost every one of them was eventually released. But during that period of time, they were very, very badly treated. And, of course, most of them were sent out of the country. But we arrested 1,000 innocent people. Why would we have done that immediately after 9/11? Unless, of course, we were trying to convince the American people that the Muslims somehow, as a whole, were responsible for what happened on that fateful day.
Well, what's even worse is that the Israelis have always claimed that they stick by the principle that you never give in to hostage taking. You never release prisoners for hostages. It only encourages it, and yet they do it time and again. It's just incredible, Dr. Stan, how the Israeli people can put up with, well, it's like our government, what control do you have? People will lie to do anything to get reelected or manipulate elections, and then they do what they want. But these people are not right-wing or conservative. These are globalists, and so they're there to foment more conflict. You know, I will continue to track the loss of our liberty for my readers in my World Affairs Brief, and there are a few lone voices out there that see what's really happening, which I rely on when I write my brief. The implications of the so-called FISA reform replacement bill was commented upon by Mark Klein. He's the retired AT&T engineer who first detailed the wiretapping collusion between AT&T and NSA, giving the government unimpeded access to the entire internet traffic trunk line.
And
Ryan,
think,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that this has nothing to do with terrorism. They're watching every American. They're keeping dossiers on every American, and they're using the war on terror as a justification for tracking the American citizens, especially people like you and I. We're trying to point out that there is a small clique who controls our government and have no loyalty to America, but to this internationalist dream.
Absolutely correct. Ryan Singel of Wired News, who's been carrying the brunt of this information stream to the Internet, says Klein is furious at Republican attempts to end a lawsuit against the Telegoms and grant him retroactive immunity. The Senate has put off that vote until after the holiday just because it was getting too hot in opposition. And, of course, he's equally as mad at the Democrats for their weak-kneed opposition of claiming that they have a compromise that's acceptable. And Klein saw, just to review for your audience, Mark Klein saw a network monitoring room being built in AT&T's Internet Switching Center, fiber optic node control center that only NSA-approved techs had access to. He squirreled away documents and then presented them to the press and the Electronic Frontier Foundation after news of the government's warrantless wiretapping program was leaked. He said it's a congressional coup against the Constitution. The Democrat leadership is touting this deal, this compromise, or as a compromise, but in fact they've endorsed the infamous Nuremberg defense, just following orders. Basically, they're handing to the telecoms the excuse that if we could, all we have to do is show a judge that we received notification from the president that this is legal and we were just following order. That's the Nuremberg defense, and Nuremberg trial proved that that is no defense. You still are not off the hook. The judge, he says, only has to check their paperwork. And this cynical deal is a Democratic exercise in deceit and cowardice. Klein continues saying, Congress has made the FISA law a dead letter. Such a law is useless if the president can break it with impunity. Thus, the Democrats have surreptitiously repudiated the main reform of the post-Watergate era, that's what produced FISA, and adopted Nixon line, when the president does it, it means that it is not illegal. This is exactly what's happening. Anything the president says, if he says we can torture, it's legal. All we got to do is have the president's signature. And this is very unique because it means that the entire setup, this is how long-term thinking these conspirators do, the whole setup of the Clinton impeachment and the sabotage of Clinton's impeachment by Republican leaders in Congress was meant to poison the impeachment process. So dramatically, that a president like Bush now could act with absolute tyrannical powers and no one in Congress will impeach. They won't go there anymore. It was just like poisoning the American public with wars of intervention on behalf of anti-communists in the Vietnam era that stopped any of that intervention. These people are brilliant in terms of their ability to create conflict, use it to poison people about certain things, and gain acceptance for other things.
And of course, we always like to point out, as Professor Sutton's work, which demonstrated that during the Vietnam War, the United States was funding the Soviet Union, that was funding the North Vietnamese, were funding the South Vietnamese, were killing our soldiers. Why would we be funding Russia that was funding North Vietnam? Well, we were creating the best enemy money could buy, but we couldn't never let the American people know that. And one congressman, of course, tried to get that information out. It was Larry McDonald, and, well, of course, Larry McDonald's body and none of the bodies of the people were with him on 007, Korean Flight 007, wherever found. And when they found the plane, there were no bodies in it. I wonder what happened to them. Go right ahead.
Yes, I agree. That's a complete conspiracy issue in and of itself, of what they did with the bodies. If in fact they were dead, there are reports that it landed on Sakhalin Island, which means these people would have been put down by the Soviets with consent of our own government. But you know, the world is full of conspiracy theories and, I believe, conspiracy facts. And leading the charge against the critics is Senator Orrin Hatch, who had the audacity to compare critics to deluded conspiracy theories, people who believe that 9/11 was an inside job. Well, that includes you and me, Dr. Stan.
And I think only if anybody goes to our website, radioliberty.com, and looks at our new section we have called Other Videos. And just look at the one on Building 7 coming down. It's actually an Italian film. It's about 4 minutes long. After you've watched that, you will know what happened on September 11th. And it has very little to do with what the media has told you or what our president has told us. Go to RadioLiberty.com, look at other videos, look at the one on Building 7. We'll be right back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Good morning, this is Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 3rd, 2008. Gold opened at $930.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $957.27, $471.45 for half, and $235.73 for quarter ounce. That's $957.27, $471.45, and $235.73.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer. And suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Back. Yeah, this is Dr. Stan, and Joel was just saying that there are a lot of things that could be done to solve the energy crisis. One, of course, would be to control speculation on the commodity exchange. The government has the power to do that, and they absolutely refuse. In fact, they're not only refusing to do anything about the soaring and I believe manipulative rising price of oil. They're even moving now to block the development of solar energy, which I don't think is a great solution, but at least would provide during the summers and sunny days, why an alternative source of electricity. Of course, they've effectively blocked nuclear power. They have actually, by legislation, blocked the refining of the recycling of the spent nuclear fuel rods, which every other country does, but we can't do it here in the United States. The government passed a law against it. So they've created the situation where we can't have nuclear power. Of course, they're working then to raise the price of natural gas. They're working to raise the price of electricity. And this is all designed to lower the living standards of the American people. After all, why should we live so well when the people in Malawi or certainly in Swaziland in Africa are so impoverished? Shouldn't we all be equal? Except, of course, for the elite, the Al Gores of the world. But you go right ahead, Joel.
Well, speaking of Africa, there's a real continuing drama going on in Zimbabwe, the former Rhodesia. You know, after delaying the official tally in the first election for president back in March for weeks, the huge victory for Mugabe in the uncontested final election was determined by the Electoral Commission in 48 hours. Amazing. Mugabe claimed over 85% of the vote after using raw force and intimidation to get his opposition to withdraw. People stayed away from the polls in droves, knowing that they would be targets of violence if they voted against Mugabe. You know, there are few who know better than Stabilo Naitha the lengths to which Mugabe regime has gone to reverse its March defeat at the polls. She basically is a person in Zimbabwe who's been attempting to counsel the torture victims who arrived broken and bewildered at her city. The first man I saw, she said, had his skull smashed. They beat him with a fan belt from a tractor, making massive wounds in his arms and back. Then they burned him. He was in shock. He did not know where his wife or his children were, but this will be matched by equal defiance. For Mr. Mugabe, who wants to be sworn in for a new term before departing for a summit of the African Union that begins in Cairo this week. But you know, the African Union, for the most part, is a den of Marxist tyrants just like Mugabe. Naturally, they are reluctant to demand Mugabe step down through a false election or manipulation of the election, lest encourage others in their own country to rise up in opposition to them.
But Joel, the thing is, everybody has forgotten it was the American State Department that brought Mugabe to power. The people of Rhodesia had voted, had had a free and open election, they had elected a Bishop Mezeweo, who was a moderate black man, and that wasn't what the State Department wanted. They wanted this lifelong Marxist tyrant to become the prime minister, and they forced the people of Rhodesia by putting pressure on South Africa to cut off their Rhodesia supply of oil and the other things, which all had to be transported through South Africa. Now, we could do the same thing today. We could put pressure on South Africa to cut off all supplies, of course, to Rhodesia so that we could topple that regime. But our government is not doing that. What we're doing, of course, is backing communist China that has their troops over there and their personnel backing Mugabe. We're backing the people who are backing Mugabe, but we can't let the American people know that. We have to sound so, oh, my goodness, isn't it terrible? But people have forgotten that we're funneling under one guise or another money into Rhodesia in the name of fighting AIDS, in the name of helping agriculture. We're giving money to the United Nations. They're, of course, sending food, but it's not being used to give to the starving people of Rhodesia. It's being used to maintain the ruthless government of Mugabe, who we installed back in 1980, and there's now one American in 100,000 who really knows that.
That's right. It's the same thing in North Korea. All of the food aid goes to the cadres, people who swear allegiance to Kim Jong-il. You know, the best that the African Union could do was call for a unity government in Zimbabwe, something they knew was totally unacceptable to Mugabe. The African Union last night called for a national unity government, but stopped short, of course, of directly criticizing Robert Mugabe or even assigning mediators to help with the crisis. What they should have done, just like what they should have done in the United Nations, is boot out any of these countries that end up being tyrants and violating the standards of liberty and democracy that these organizations supposedly back. Now, in contrast to this approach, the European Union said it would not accept the Zimbabwe government if it was not led by the opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai. Now, the French foreign, which I don't trust him either. If you look at his picture, this guy is another dark individual. Poor people are going to suffer whichever way they get. But, you know, clearly they want Mugabe out, and they're not going to get that result.
Hold that thought, Joel. We'll be back here in just a moment. And remember, what goes around comes around. We brought Mugabe to power. One day, America will stand guilty of that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
And we'll be right back. Go right ahead. Go right ahead, Joel.
Okay. Well, I should have you write my brief. You're covering exactly what I was mentioning this week. We must think alike, Dr. Stan. You know, when pundits asked, why isn't Thabo Mbeki follow-on leader to Nelson Mandela, South Africa, why isn't he speaking out against Mugabe? The best that they could say, the pundits, was that, quote, South Africa has been hesitant to criticize Mugabe due to the help they received by the ruling African National Congress while pursuing its own goals of self-determination over many years. I mean, they weren't pursuing the goals of self-determination. The real truth is the ANC and Mugabe's organization were Soviet-backed terrorist organizations whose leaders were all communists, including Nelson Mandela, as you mentioned, and even his more radical wife. This week, Mandela, believe it or not, Dr. Stan, was taken off the U.S. terror list. I'm surprised he was even on it, given the amount of covert aid he received from the leftist U.S. State Department. The indiscriminate attacks on whites in South Africa made in made it imperative that the ANC be placed on this list. Mr. Mandela and ANC party members will now be able to visit the U.S. without a waiver from the Secretary of State, which they were required to get in prior travels, but they never had any trouble getting it, so it was more a formality. In other words, our own State Department simply bypassed the fact that the ANC was on the list, making them get waivers, which they've always granted.
Well, you know, I think it's the hardest thing, Joe, for the average American to understand. The American State Department has backed communism in China, going back, of course, to 1918, has backed communism in China, going back to the revolution in 1949 and 1950. The State Department did everything they could to ensure the communists took over China. And they're the major source of funding for communist China today, outside, of course, the things that they're selling. But the major source of funding is American institutions like the World Bank and the IMF and the Asian Development Bank and the Export-Import Bank. They're all funded with our tax money. And the average American has no idea. We even, of course, recently gave a guarantee so that they could build five nuclear power plants in communist China. Westinghouse could build those five power plants. And of course, we guaranteed the loans. Why would we be guaranteed the loans? Communist China almost has $1.5 trillion in reserves, and yet we're guaranteeing the loans to build the nuclear power plants in communist China. But we can't have nuclear power plants in the United States. But go right ahead, Joe.
Oh, that's incredible, Dr. Stan. We talked about before. But you know, this is systematic of the corruption within our own government. They are in complete deception mode relative to their real goals on the world. The way they corrupt a lot of individuals, including people like John McCain and Barack Obama, is by making these people wealthy, Hillary Clinton included. News came out this week about Obama's special mortgage treatment. The Washington Post broke the story that Barack Obama received a discount on his home loan, similar to what other highly placed government officials received from Countrywide Financial. By the way, Countrywide was just acquired by Bank of America formally, but at 37% less than their original bid. Shows you how far down the company's going, and it may take Bank of America down with it. But here's the story on the Obama loan. Shortly after joining the U.S. Senate, and while enjoying a surge in income, doesn't say from where, Barack Obama bought a $1.65 million restored Georgian mansion. Now, even senators don't qualify for that. What do they make? $133,000 a year. They don't qualify for a $1.65 million Georgian mansion in an upscale Chicago neighborhood, including a very expensive home that he's got to have in Washington, D.C. as well. To finance the purchase, he secured a $1.32 million loan from Northern Trust in Illinois. The freshman Democratic senator received a discount. He locked in the interest rate of 5.62% on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage below the average of such loans at the time in Chicago, which were nearly 6.5%. The loan was unusually large, known in banker lingo as super, super jumbo loans. Obama paid, get this, no origination fee, no discount points, and got these super low interest rates. And he says, the Times says, as some consumers do to reduce their interest rates, some normal people never get a waiver of these fees. I don't know of anyone in a normal category of individuals who's ever been waived the origination fee. That's how these banks and the mortgage companies make their money. And you always make you pay discount points for every quarter of a percent rate below the standard rate available. Now, Nate Silver says in Obama's defense, unless the Washington Post has access to Obama's credit score, it is missing a very important piece of information on what Obama's mortgage rate ought to have been. Wrong again. I've got a credit rating over 800, and I've never been offered a waiver of any points, never been offered a waiver of origination fee, and I pay the rate that's appropriate for a high credit rating, and it's pretty much the basic rate. There's nothing that gives you a sub-prime loan rate. The Obama campaign naturally complained, as well as the Northern Trust in Illinois. The bank claims that the terms of Senator Barack Obama's received in the Chicago home loan were proper and normal. Just absolute falls. Well, it's no wonder that the economy is still going down, Dr. Stan. Job layoffs continue at an accelerated pace. Starbucks is closing 600 stores as fewer people are willing to cough up $5 for a measly cup of coffee. The Fed auctioned off this week another $75 billion to ease credit stresses to the banks, of course. The banks are not passing on these lower interest rates to the American people. The banks did begin making student loans again, but only because the government guaranteed to buy up any loans they couldn't package and sell to investors, which means all of them. I mean, there's no market out there for packaged mortgage loans anymore. Those on the receiving end of the federal bailouts, of course, are prospering and still have plenty to spend. They're jacking up the prices for everyone else of us who end up paying a 10% inflation tax and waiting for government spending to trickle on down to us. But with it all, we need to understand that this is the natural result of an inflationary bubble. Luke Rockwell explained on his site that the economic essentials of how a bubble should deflate and why the government's bailout is inhibiting a healthy readjustment which the economy actually needs. You know, the core point he makes, which my brother Mark, the economist, also makes, is that in the midst of layoffs, tighter lending standards, a riskier entrepreneurial environment, in some sectors of the economy, there should have declining prices. The purchasing power of money should be rising, and this would make life easier for those that still have jobs and income coming in during a recession. That's part of the good news. But instead of seeing falling prices, which is the hidden silver lining of a recession, they see it in the government and the media as the cause of all our problems. So of course, the government doesn't want to see any prices fall. They want to keep prices rising as a sign that the economy is inflating. After all, they use economic growth as the sole symbol of an economy, GDP growth and other things adjusted for inflation. But in fact, you can have growth with even falling prices. This was, of course, what happened in many parts of the Depression. Of course, the government, prices did somewhat decline, but not a lot because they were pumping up the money supply. They also tried wage and price dealings with a good deal of egregious enforcement. They had industrial price planning. Ultimately, of course, FDR went to war to send all the unemployed back to foreign lands or back to industries and factories to make weapons of war. And, of course, they had the military-industrial complex going full bore, as well as the CCC camps building a lot of infrastructure around the nation. But what do we learn from this debacle? Lou Rockwell says nothing. Even now, people are under the impression that the falling prices caused recession. Here is proof from a lead story in New York Times, he says, with sinking home values continue to drag down the economy. Well, sorry, it just isn't true, says Lou Rockwell. Falling house prices are not good news for homeowners who believe that they had purchased an asset that would forever go up in price. And it is wonderful news for people who are shopping for homes. They can buy more for less now and avoid frightening levels of mortgage debt in the process. Sadly, that last statement isn't true. Even though the prices come down 10 or even 20%, they're still grossly overpriced and require huge mortgages to get into homes. So the housing bust actually is a welcome event if it would really be allowed to fall. Unsound investments must be leveled out before the economy really will recover, and that's what we're seeing now is the air being taken out of this thing.
Well, I certainly concur. Of course, my concern is the fact that they're doing everything wrong. I mean, basically, we are looking at the decline of the value of the American dollar. It's only being kept up artificially. And the only way, of course, you can protect the dollar is to raise interest rates. But if they raise interest rates, they'll destroy the economy. If they lower interest rates, they'll lose, or keep them where they are, they'll destroy the dollar. It's a lose-lose situation. There is no way out of this without a great deal of suffering, and there's going to be a lot of suffering. The only question is, when we get done, will we have a stable dollar, or will the people have been impoverished? Will we live as free people? Or will we be living under a socialist tyranny, which I believe is the ultimate plan, but not in America, but simply in a state of the New World Order, with a New World religion and a New World ruler.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Dr. Stan, is that even though they are not raising interest rates, the economy still is imploding.
Right.
Look at the number of layoffs that are happening all around the country, and the reason is very simple. Inflation is cutting into people's purchasing power, and they simply do not have the money to spend anymore, and they're maxed up on their credit cards. We're seeing increased defaults not only in home mortgages but also in credit cards, especially as people keep putting hundreds of dollars of extra gas on those credit cards each month. Wisely, a lot of people are stopped spending, and so that's what's happening to the economy, and this inflation is something that they, this was the only trick left that they have in the book, and it's going to be devastating because the American people, you know, cannot have enough money to continue buying the discretionary things that they were before. I mean, even teenagers are now being told by their parents to stop spending. And teenagers used to have whatever it took to spend, and spending with a ban, and there still is a lot of irresponsible spending going on. But even a somewhat, what most economists look upon as a 10% decline, is having a massive effect on the economy. Another 10% decline, and we're going to see a real cascading of layoffs and job closures and store closures all around. I mean, when you close stores, Dr. Stan, you're talking about laying off hundreds of people.
Well, of course, we're basically seeing the General Motors stock, you know, at the lowest it's been, I think, in pretty close to 50 years. What most Americans don't know is that Rio Tinto, the largest producer of iron ore in the world, this is last 10 days has increased the price of iron ore 85%. That means that iron goods and steel goods are going to be going up 85% down the line. And we're talking about within a year or so, we're going to see rampant and hyperinflation, I really believe. I really fear that this is going to really, of course, create tremendous problems as far as our citizens are concerned. And with the rising price of gasoline, the falling dollar, and then the rising price of food products and oil products and now steel products, we're in it for a very difficult time, and I don't think the average citizen has any idea what lies ahead, or maybe they don't want to know.
Well, you know, very few people have the ability to look ahead and really see what's going on. They only look at their own microcosm around their own lives. But I'll tell you, you can tell just by the way in which advertising, I mean, the cruise lines and the travel industry is desperate. You're getting all kinds of offers showing that these people are desperate because... You know, a lot of the people that take the cruises are not the wealthy people. You see mostly middle class and even lower class people that go on the cheap seats. They fill up these cruises mostly with those types of people. It's kind of like the Las Vegas convention crowd. These are not high class people. And these are the people that are being hurt by these layoffs and jobs. And they simply are backing off from discretionary spending. I think that... even this 4th of July, they're talking about people staying a lot closer to home, a lot less people driving. And I think if this continues, I don't even think we've seen the bottom. The bottom won't come at the earliest till next year. We're going to see people really hurting. It's probably going to be at least 50% worse next year.
And, of course, people, the airlines are, of course, laying off at 10% of their personnel. They're cutting back on their orders for airplanes. That's going to hurt Boeing. We're seeing, of course, the trucking industry being badly hurt because of the price of diesel. The farming industry, because of the price of diesel, the price of fertilizers, because they're dependent upon petrochemicals, the whole plastics industry, the price is going to be doubling on all those items, you know, very, very soon. And the average individual doesn't understand that we're on the verge, I believe, of certainly runaway inflation in the United States. And the Federal Reserve does not have the capacity to do what they should do, which is massively raise the interest rate. They could not. If things are bad, you know, with a 2% interest rate, imagine how bad they'd be with a 10 or 15% interest rate.
Well, one thing about highest interest rates, though, is that it does what it should do, and that is it makes people stop borrowing, and they should stop borrowing. They should go back, and this is what is good about a fundamental economy, the kind that you and I grew up with, where you go to a bank for a loan, and you've got to wait for somebody else to pay off their loan before they've got extra money in the loan.
Right.
Now they can turn those loans just as quickly as they can get some other buyer upstream to buy those loans, and they've got money back in the bank to loaning, and that's the difference, is we have this huge speculative market that has been absorbing these loans on upstream, and now that bubble has burst. That speculative market is really being hurt. And by the way, almost, well, say, all of the bailouts that we're seeing are going to the speculators, the bubble, the people who created the bubble in the stock market, the major brokerage firms and banks. These are not going to the people who are truly suffering, except for this $600 per person tax rebate, which is a flash in the pan. It's being spent, and that's what's responsible for the upsurge in the economy during May and June. But it won't last. This is nothing but a consumer spending spree. And what's going to happen now in July and August?
Well, before we go on, Joel, we're almost at the end of the program, and I got so involved with what you were saying, I didn't ask you to get your email out or your website so people would know how they could get a copy of the World Affairs Brief.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. And if you go there, people can find out. You can get a free sample copy of the World Affairs Brief if you'd like to subscribe by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'd be happy to send out a free sample copy.
And once again, let me mention that I go there every single day as soon as I finish my emails. A wonderful source of an overview of the information you're not going to get from the controlled medium. But to really understand what's going on, you'll read the Asia Monitor, you'll read things from The Economist in England, you'll get things that are not put out primarily by the controlled media here in the United States. And if you don't understand what is really going on, of course, you're going to, I think, be destroyed, as most Americans will be, before this terrible time that lies ahead is over. If you're one of the millions of Americans who has a business, credit card, automobile, medical, or unsecured loan debt of $10,000 or more, and you can't make your monthly payments, why don't you call David Lemure and his debt settlement company at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, because they'll contact your creditors, they'll negotiate a 30 to 60% reduction of what you owe, and arrange for a convenient payment schedule that'll get you out of debt in 12 to 36 months. Why don't you call today? Because the penalties and interest on your debt is increasing, and call David Lemure at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, and start getting out of debt today.
Realize one of the most important pieces on today's brief, or tomorrow's brief that's coming out, is why Karl Rove was so effective and so hated. And Paul Alexander has written a new biography on Karl Rove, has detailed a lot of the insider information. Found out that Karl Rove really was almost like a mafia hitman and controller. He would go after opponents of Bush and Governor Perry and anyone else who he was representing as a political consultant. And he had an FBI agent on tap that he could start doing investigations upon them and leak news to the press. He had insider control with the media so that he could actually control what the public was reading about the opponents that he was trying to destroy. He would drop false information. He would get secret FBI and CIA reports on these people and leak damaging information about them. And that's what's interesting about what I've written about this week, is Karl Rove was part and parcel of the dark side of government. And he was their agent on the upside, advising and making sure that people like President Bush got into office and stayed there.
Well, I think we're in real trouble, because I think we have immoral men at the top level of our government, and it's happened because I believe that good people in this country, many of our Christian leaders, were snookered by the current administration. I know I was part of some 30 people of leading Christian leaders who met back in Washington, D.C. To pick the next Republican president for the United States. The meetings were held in 1999 in preparation for the elections in 2000, and literally all of the people there voted in favor of George Bush. And, of course, they never gave me an opportunity to explain why not. God bless. Have a wonderful 4th of July, Joel. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, this is the time when I do need to remind our listeners that Radio WD is primarily listener-supported, and if you are in a position to help, why, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have, of course, a number of good recent DVDs and certainly a four-tape set. We have a four-tape or four-CD set on the assassination of Martin Luther King. And, of course, it covers the trial, which you, of course, were never allowed to hear about because of the control of the medium, but the trial which was brought by the family of Martin Luther King, against a man named Lloyd Jowers, who was part of the government-backed conspiracy to kill Martin Luther King. The trial went on for 4 months, over 50 witnesses, and the jury, when they heard the case, finally said, yes, the government was primarily responsible for killing Martin Luther King. How could you suppress something like that in America? Why, very simply, we have freedom of the press. And since the majority of the media is controlled by five mega corporations that control what you hear and read, why, very certainly they were able to conceal the background of the murder of Martin Luther King. So if you'd like to get the four-tape or four-CD set, why, it's available. Also the book entitled An Act of State, the story of course, the government involvement in killing Martin Luther King because he was opposing the war in Vietnam. He was mobilizing the people. And, of course, they simply snuffed him out, as they do. And they have with so many people. And you have to understand that there really is a murder incorporated. I've actually personally interviewed at least three government assassins. At least four of the people I've interviewed have been killed by, in my estimation, by government agents, including Gary Webb, who shot himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. But this is the way things are done now. We do have a book called Into the Buzzsaw. Into the Buzzsaw, with an interview there by Gary Webb. We also have interviews in that with Monica Jensen Stevenson, who wrote the book Kiss the Boys Goodbye about the CIA involvement in drugs. And, of course, the book was suppressed, her second book, Spite House, was suppressed as well. But you get our four-tape sets of my interviews with Monica Jensen Stevenson and others. One of them would be The Men We Left Behind. That's a four-tape set. The other would be One Man Returned, the story of Bobby Garwood, the one man who did come back, and, of course, how he had to be destroyed. Why? Because he wanted to tell the American people about all the men who had abandoned, he'd seen over there. We do carry the book that Monica wrote. It was suppressed, but we have a few copies we bought. They're secondhand, but it's called Kiss the Boys Goodbye. It's available from Radio Liberty, hardback or softback. Kiss the Boys Goodbye. You need to have this information. You need to help us get it out. Those four tape sets are a wonderful source of information. So, certainly our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. How could this happen? Well, very simply, we're up against organized evil. And that's why you need, of course, to hear my talk on the forbidden secret. What is the forbidden secret? Why, it's a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years, always with great fear and intrepidation. You can actually hear it discussed in the DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, or the sequel to that, The Riddles in Stone, which I think is excellent. Riddles in Stone, the secret architecture of our nation's capital. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they've been working there. Who are they? Why, they work with the Rosicrucian Secret Society, with the Masonic Secret Society. And most Masons don't even know about what's really going on, but some of the leaders do. And then, of course, the Theosophists and the New Age and the Lucis Trust. And they're all very real organizations. Many of them even have websites. You need to get our three pamphlet set on the occult hierarchy. The occult hierarchy that rules the world. You need, of course, to get our four tape or four CD set on the supernatural. That's the supernatural. You need to understand that there is another dimension out there and that many of these people actually tap into that. And then, of course, we want to, of course, wish you all a wonderful 4th of July. Remember what America was when we were a moral nation, and do everything you can to help us be.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Greg Moore. The White House was aware of the pending rescue mission of 14 hostages in Colombia and offered some support. That's what presidential spokesperson Dana Perino told her daily briefing, although she did not specify what support the